Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, Jay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host, that Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network, honey. The one that holds over 100,000 monthly network. This be hard. Y'all know we in a bunch of homes and a bunch of cities and a bunch of states. You know what I mean? And have a bunch more artists charting nationally across independent lines. Yes. But tonight, my people, tonight, we have somebody in the building. Yo, I swear to God. It's like I've been trying to get him in the building for a while now. Mr. Flatline from JUMG is in the building. What's up with you, Poppy?
I'm good. What's going on with you, Mommy?
Yo, I'm good now that I got you in the building. I know it was a couple of times we were trying to get you in, but it just seemed like a hit and miss. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. You know, I've been having a lot going on trying to get this album together, you know, and now we're back in full effect.
Yo, for my people out there, that's the only reason you need to be missing an interview with your girl, LeJay. You feel me? So my boy gets the pass. But, like I said, I'm glad we got you in the building, Mr. Flatline. I got a chance to listen to your joint, you know what I'm saying? That little... surprised I didn't let some people listen to it, and they said that that track gave them like the reminiscence of, you know, the singer Joe. You remember him, right?
Yeah.
Everybody remember Joe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had a bunch of different hits in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? They said that that joint gave them the reminiscence of that, you know what I'm saying, which is a compliment, my baby. Now, why don't you go ahead and talk to my listeners about that joint right there, that you know it, how it came about, and a little bit about yourself.
All right, well, you knew it came about. You know, I was sitting in the studio one day just, you know, going over some tracks, and I had something to hit me, like, we don't have tracks dedicated to, there's not enough music dedicated to women these days. So, you know, I took the time, I said, you know what, I'm going to flip the script. I'm going to dedicate some songs to the women out there these days, how we should be appreciating the women, you know. So I was like, Let me jot the notes down, and then it start formulating the track from there. Like, you know, we got to learn to appreciate women more, you know. So I was like, let's cater back to the women, and then how we should be able to treat a woman, you know what I'm saying, without having to call them the B word, and, you know what I'm saying, just downgrading the women. So the track is for all the women that's out there that, you know what I'm saying, that's looking for a good man, you know. Because how many times have you been dating or whatever, and a man asks you your favorite color? We don't do that these days. You know what I'm saying? We strayed away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's about the simple things in life that makes a woman more appreciative of the man.
Okay. Yo, I'm feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that. You know, it's cats out here that's trying to drop tracks like that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, right there is definitely doing the thing for my people. You know what I'm saying? Like, who do you have on that joint with you? Or is that just you?
Nah, it's just me. And I reached out to my man Quincy Thompson. I reached out to him, and I told him about the track. I told him exactly where I wanted to go at. And he sent me the hook, and I was like, "Yo, let's use that." So sent the track over. He blessed the hook. And from there we just started connecting. Like, so he's a real down to earth dude. Like, he did some ghostwriting for some people. I'm not gonna drop no names down, but you know, hey, he mm-hmm. reached out, I reached out, and we just collab on the track. Like, I got a part two. We just finished shooting the video for it, and I'm gonna drop the video probably Friday.
I know that's right. You better tag me too when you share it on Instagram and when you share it on Twitter. That way I can share it with my people. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people get a little lazy, you know what I mean? And they don't want to go all the way to the link and click the link and all this extra stuff. So make it real easy for my people. Y'all already know y'all going to find it on that Dream Hustle Win fan page on Facebook. So make sure you're checking it out regularly to make sure y'all checking for that joint from my boy, Mr. flat line. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving that joint right there. It is definitely giving some people some nostalgia when it comes to that Joe track. You are doing your thing on the vocals. You know what I'm saying? And I love the track that you got going on. Now, for my people out there, I found that joint on Spotify. Y'all need to slide on over and check my boy out at www.twitter.com/PHLATLYNEDEATZ. You need to slide on over to that Instagram.com/JUMGENT. Find my boy Flatline. They got a whole bunch of things going on. You know what I'm saying? JUMGENT has a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit of a mouthful. Make sure y'all check that out. Now, I did see that you, I love when, you know, our black people are in support of our black people, but I did see that you on, I believe it was on your Instagram, you supported the whole Huggies campaign when it came to, like, black fathers and black people. Now, I wanted to get your opinion on that because when that came out, a lot of friends of mine, we sat down and we discussed it. Like, do you feel like Huggies was really in support of black people and the black fathers that, you know, go unappreciated when it came to that campaign? Or do you just feel like, you know, they used a black face to go ahead and just still sell more Pampers, you know what I'm saying? Which it did, because there, I did look it up, and, you know, they did, their sales did go up when that campaign came out. Like, how do you feel about that campaign?
Well, with that campaign, I actually feel like it was an escape route to them to boost more sales. I think that if they would have reached out, you know what I'm saying, instead of trying to do it at the moment of all this stuff is going on, it would have been better, it would have been useful, you know what I'm saying, with the content that they done. They should have been using, you know what I'm saying, African-American people a long time ago, you know. I'm not taking that away from nobody else, but, you know what I'm saying, let us, you know what I'm saying, show us, you know what I'm saying, appreciation without having to wait for us a lot of turmoil to be surrounded by the black community before y'all start using them.
Right. Yo, I'm definitely agreeing with that because Huggies have been out for a long time, and we have yet to see black fathers with their black children on their campaigns until things started getting deep with the black community. Like, I'm not gonna lie though, I appreciate you still sharing that, even though I feel like, you know, their intentions weren't exactly noble when it came to that. It was more, you know, money induced. But that's the life that's the generation we live in. Everything is, you know, money induced. If it's not making you money, people don't want to share it. They don't want to be involved in it and things like that. They don't want to do it. But I do appreciate you still sharing it because it still showed your support, you know what I'm saying, for the fathers that aren't getting the recognition that they should have in the black community. So I really appreciate you still doing that. You feel me?
Yes, I so appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to share it. If I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that it's catching my eye, and if it's something that's entertaining, it's something that makes sense, I'm going to share it, you know what I'm saying, no matter what it is. But I definitely, you know what I'm saying, being us and good fathers out there, we're not getting the recognition that we should be getting, you know. It's hard to dictate that, but, hey, this is America.
And America is not really a country. We all like to say it's a business, not a country, and that's 100% true. Now, for my people out there, y'all already seeing what my boy got going on. Check him out on that Spotify, honey, with that You Know It. Then make sure you get on over to that Twitter.com/PHLATY. Look now. Y'all know your girl LeJay be doing too much. PHLATLYNEDEATZ. Go on check him out on that Instagram.com/JUMGENT. Follow my people. They will follow you back, honey. And now, I saw that you have a joint coming out real soon, dropping, called The Highlight. Like, when is that dropping? And when can we expect, you know, other promo for that joint?
Oh, the joint you're talking about is called No Emotion. Actually, we're in the process of waiting on the artwork to get done before we drop the track. I'm going to probably end up uploading another snippet of the track, but we're supposed to originally drop it Halloween night. So we got the artwork got behind. So, you know, things happen. People that's doing the artwork, you know, so they had stuff going on. But the track should be coming out in December. And it's going to be JUMG featuring my man Reality. And the name of the song is going to be called No Emotion. It's a very... I'm going to say listen to the song, and it's actually a true story. You know, just listen to the song. It's going to take you back. Like, especially like the single fathers out there that's not getting the credit. Like, if you listen to this song, because he also put something in the song talking about how his children don't look at him the same no more. Since him, you know, whatever the situation was, but hey, it's a good song because we got that coming out, and then we got another joint by my man Flo coming called Right My Wrong. Oh, that's another one. Like when that one dropped, like the vibe on that one's gonna be crazy too. Then we also got I got my first lady Luscious. She dropping the track called Take Me There. Then we got Kane Kadir dropping a track called Rolling Quick. Then we got M.16. He dropping another one, a track called Need You, and that's almost on the same level as the You Know It track. But all them tracks is ready. Like they're gonna knock the You Know It out the box with those. But I told him like, yo, part two, so You Know It's coming soon.
Yo, I'm loving that. And for my people out there, for my music heads, I need y'all to make sure y'all checking my boy Flatline out at 98.5K Mix. They are spinning my boy. You feel me? Then you can go ahead and skip on over to that 103.2 Gems Atlanta. My boy is spinning there as well. Y'all know your girl Lizay is a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. We only got a little bit of time to promote the best of people, my people. How do we know you're there or you're not there if you're not liking, sharing, commenting, downloading, everything my boy got going on? You feel me? Y'all need to make sure y'all giving your best when you're checking it out. Go ahead and leave them comments. Now, for your upcoming projects, like what type of upcoming projects do you have, and are you looking for collaborations when it comes to these joints?
Of course, we always down looking for collaborations. We got the official JUMG EP/LP. Right now, we're debating on how many tracks we're going to put on it. We don't know if we're going to do an EP, but right now, we got 12 tracks for the LP. We got a couple on finish. They already done. We just got to go back and touch them up. But it's gonna be just us. It's gonna be No One Safe Volume 1. And it's the first track that's on it. It's already gonna be eye catching. You know what I'm saying? I'll give y'all a little taste of the first track that's gonna be on it when you pop in your CD or when you go to the full album when it's out there. It's gonna be called Crime on the Beat. It's gonna be something.
Okay, y'all need to make sure y'all check it for my boy again. Make sure y'all watch it for all of this on that twitter.com, PHLATLYNEBEATZ, baby. Then slide on over to that instagram.com/JUMGENT, baby. If you're looking for that good old collaboration, I'm going to need y'all to put your best foot forward. We don't do no half-stepping around here. So make sure you're putting your best to the test and send it over to that JUMGENT@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? To get at my boy Flatline, you know what I mean? And get that WERK in, honey. Now, like I said, y'all know your girl Lizay is a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to your regularly scheduled program. So I want to go ahead and give you a little bit of time to go ahead and shout out your people, Mr. Flatline, because you already know what I already know. A lot of the time, without no team, there is no dream, and vice versa. So we want to make sure we're showing them the same type of respect that they're giving you and holding you up on their shoulders, my man. So go ahead and give me a shout-out real quick.
Let me give a shout-out definitely to Radio Pushes, Music Hype Beast. Let me give a shout-out to my homegirl, Luscious. You know, that take me there is going to be crazy. Reality, No Emotion, Kane Kadir, Rolling Quick, M.16, Need You, my man Flo. Coming out with that new banger called Right My Wrong. So those is the family. You know what I'm saying? We don't call ourselves a team. We're a family. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody, but yo, those are my people. So definitely check them out. Definitely be looking for it. And all the fans, family, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's listening to our music, yo, we love you 100. Follow us on JUMGENT, on IG, Flatline Beats, so on Twitter, Facebook, Flatline. Of course, you know what I'm saying? We got the JUMG, Just Us Music Group, fan page. Yo, follow us. We'll definitely follow you back. You know what I'm saying? If y'all, you know what I'm saying, send us a message, comment, whatever. Yo, we'll comment back. Yo, we ain't one of the ones that ain't going to talk back to you. We're going to talk back to you. We're going to hold conversation, real conversation. So, again, when we live, if you want to go live with us, yo, just ask to go live. We live to go live. You know what I'm saying? Let you be in the live feed. Like, it's nothing with us. Like, we got to show support just the same way y'all show support.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, my people. Make sure you checking my boy Flatline out. Make sure you getting with him. If you don't remember where to go, honey, press rewind so we can leave it one more time on your mind, sweetheart. But for now, this has been your girl, LeJay, baby, for that Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network, honey. I want to give a shout-out to all the sponsors that are making it possible for us to do what we do and we do what we do. I appreciate you blessing me, Mr. Flatline. You know, it's been a minute. We've been trying to get you in here. So I just want to thank you for coming on. I hope I can get you back again because I got a few personal questions I want to ask to you, baby. You feel me? So make sure, you know what I'm saying, you got some new stuff from that video drop. You pick up some more time with your girl, baby.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we'll try to get back in next month with you right after we drop the video. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You got some free time. Definitely sometime next month. And I probably want to bring one of the another artist, one of the family members online with us, you know what I'm saying? So they can also, you know, after you ask me those personal questions that you got.
No doubt. For all my ladies out there, I need y'all to check in the next time. I'll go ahead and promote this with Mr. Flatline because I'm not here for my. But for the rest of my people out there, this has been your girl, LeJay, baby. We're going to catch all y'all on the flip side, and we're going to say deuces for now.
Deuces.